7, speaking about pagan Rome once again, it said, "And both these kings' hearts shall be to do mischief. They shall speak lies at one table, but it shall not prosper. For yet the end shall be at the time appointed." The end of the time period for pagan Rome to rule the world would be at the time appointed. The time appointed is the end of that time prophecy. This is a formula that you find in the book of Daniel. And then in verse 29, and the pioneer Uriah Smith will confirm this history for you. It's not just off the top of my head. In verse 29, it says, "And at the time of the time appointed, he shall return and come towards the south, but it shall not be as the former or as the latter." This time appointed is, once again, the year 330. It's the time of the end. It's the end, based on verse 27. It's the end of verse 24's time prophecy of 360 years that pagan Rome would rule the world. And verse 29 is speaking about the inability for Rome to control the world as it had done prior to the time appointed, because the time appointed was the end of that time prophecy. So in verses 24, 27, and 29, you see Daniel, among other things, teaching that the end and the time appointed are the end of a time prophecy. The time prophecy is the time prophecy set forth in verse 24. And this is in agreement with verse 31 and onward, discussing papal Rome. We know from seven different places in the Word of God that papal Rome had a 1260-year time period it was going to rule the world. So in verse 31, when the abomination that maketh desolate is placed, and then verse 32 and 33 begin to describe the persecution, verse 33 mentioning that the persecution would take place during these many days, these days being the 1260 days or 1260 years of papal rule. So when you get to verse 35, you see that the end there of this time prophecy is for a time appointed. And Daniel's already established in verse 27 and 29 that a time appointed is the end of a time prophecy, but